Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We got to pick back up on the superlative conversation we were having earlier. You two are trying to narrow down the best running backs that the Falcons will face this season. There are some tough opponents.
It's impossible.
Well, because we were trying to get down to 4 earlier, a piece, and neither one of you could do it quite yet.
And I think Bo ripped off 8 when he said, this is my top 4.
I did. I ripped off 8.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, that's not really the name of the game. And honestly, I think what maybe you do is you just start from the top down. I think both you and I would consider Christian McCaffrey, if he's at health and if he's in Kyle Shanahan's offense, to be one of the most dynamic threats in the NFL in terms of what's on the schedule. Can we at least meet there?
Yeah, I think he's the best running back. I think you can make a case that he is the very best running back in the NFL when healthy.
Right. I agree.
There you go.
There's one.
Okay, we got one. 3 more to go.
I mean, I know what you're about to say. You're about to say Saquon's up there, doesn't quite do it in the receiving game, as we know well here in the city of Atlanta.
Well, he had one drop.
Yeah.
I mean, not.
Yeah, well, he's not what Christian McCaffrey is or Bijan in the receiving game.
No, he's not. He's not as good as those guys. Neither is Derrick Henry, although Derrick Henry's sneaky good in the receiving game.
I, working backwards, actually have Bucky Irving would be my second selection. He terrifies me. And not only does he terrify me, but the entire, really, that Rashad White, Sean Tucker, with everything they have going on in there, which that running game came out of nowhere last year when you think about what it was 2 years ago under Dave Canales. Obviously, that vaulted Liam Cohen into his, head coaching job with the Jacksonville Jaguars, so I don't know what we're going to get out of that group this year, but Bucky Irving, to me, with what he was able to do last year, is terrifying, and the fact that you see him twice lands him at my number 2 spot.
Man, I don't know. It's tough for me because I got Chuba Hubbard on here as well. Chuba Hubbard terrifies me, and so does Kyren Williams. Now, it's a good point that you're going to see Bucky Irving twice, and they've got the most offensive weapons already. So of the teams that you're going to face twice, because they've got Godwin, they've got Emeka Ebuka, they've got Mike Evans. And then you put Bucky Irving, and they've got Rashad White, who's pretty good himself. So I don't know about two. I don't know if Bucky Irving's better than Jonathan Taylor or Kyren Williams. I really don't. Or James Cook. But if you're going by how you, the fact that you play them, that's an interesting thing. It's hard for me.
And let me back up that conversation even further. You mentioned Jonathan Taylor, and I think he's great. I think his yardage probably outshines a little bit. For me, his yardage is a little bit higher than I actually view him as the running back, because he's been forced into situations where they've had to run the ball so many times in the last couple of years. I don't know, it was the injury 2 years ago that he was coming off. I think he's a special running back. I don't know that Jonathan Taylor will belong in my top 4 at the end of the day. I think that I struggled with James Conner in that conversation. I struggled with Breece Hall right there in the same conversation as Jonathan Taylor. I think they're all quality, and they're all, you could probably say they're all top 10, top 15. But in terms of the top 4, like I said, I started working back with Christian McCaffrey. I included Bucky Irving because I think he is a game breaker. And then that led me to the conversation around Devon Achane about being a game breaker. Now, he's kind of the opposite. Achane's kind of the opposite of a Jonathan Taylor, where that's going to be a pass-happy offense in good circumstances, and a lot of that will be taken off his back, so maybe the yardage will not be there for an Achane. But I still think that the way he faces off with the Falcons and the challenges that he presents to this defense in particular, that I think he's a frightening thought process leading into Devon Achane being in my top 4.
I think Achane is he might be more dangerous as a receiver. Which is crazy to say. I mean, you look at his catches; like he had almost 80 catches and almost 600 yards. Where would Where does Aaron Jones stand for you? Because that guy had 50 catches himself. And where I think Chuba Hubbard maybe seems to be flying under the radar, because I'm pretty sure Chuba got hurt late in the year last year.
Yeah.
And he absolutely ate us up the first time we played him.
Yeah, I'll be real. Aaron Jones, for me, not quite there.
Hmm.
I just think he's a guy that I think has shown his age a little bit as he's moved. And he'll be 31 this year. And that's like a lot of these guys. And I know that, the older running back is back in vogue. Like, it's in style these days when we look at a lot of these guys. But I don't know. I did not see the ability from him that we saw a few years back when he was, you know, at the other team in that division. So I don't know. Aaron Jones doesn't land inside my top five. I don't even know if I would bring him in my top eight. Like, he's just not there for me right now.
It's very underrated. Then you're
okay.
You're
then where do you,
he's a 1,500 yard all purpose back last
that's cool.
last year. How's he not?
I'm sorry.
How's he not the same as?
But Devon? Can we not agree that? That's what I was trying to say about Jonathan Taylor. I don't think that the running stats have everything to do with it.
He had 50 catches last year, though, Mike.
My point is that the offense that these guys are placed into have a lot to do with rushing stats and everything else. I mean, you can compile 1,500 rushing yards and be on a bad football team.
But I'm saying that he had 51 catches last year for over 400 yards.
So he's a
dual-purpose back, is my point.
Yeah. The problem is that you're splitting hairs. Like, okay, let's include Alvin Kamara in this. I mean, let's go all the way down the list and just drop everybody's stats. They've all rushed for over 1,000 yards. They've all had good seasons. Most of them have had good seasons catching the ball. I don't see him and include him in this other list of top four or top five when we look at the running backs that are going to play this year.
I'm not trying to split hairs. I'm trying to put dual purpose guys on there. That's why I've got James Cook in there, who I think is very underrated. He's as hard of a running guy that you can find, especially for his size. I just think that Aaron Jones still does something special.
He's in your top four.
I can leave Jonathan Taylor off because I don't think he can do anything.
I'm good with that.
I don't think he can do anything receiving. He just doesn't catch the ball in the backfield. I'm not sure when you go back and look at the stats why you leave Kamara off but have A-Chain on. Because they're the same player.
Statistically, yes.
So
I'm not just looking at the stats. That's my point in this whole thing.
But what's the difference in the player? Then tell
me. I think Devon Achane has better top-end speed, and he's more of a game-breaker when he gets going to the second and third level. That's what terrifies me about this Falcons defense, is I don't think they're good enough up front in the middle right now to stop guys from getting to the second and third level. Kamara, to me, is great. I'm glad they gave him an extension because I think that he's starting he's along with in the conversation with the running backs that to me you're starting to get north of 30. You're starting to get older. And like Devon Achane to me still has that youth, still has the game breaking speed. And I think when he goes against the Falcons defense and he gets downhill, that he's one of those guys that can break off 60 and 70 yards.
Well, I think
the other problem with this conversation is you have eight on the list. And I'm glad it's top five Tuesday because it's always like, okay, yeah, we can include eight. But the list has to be top four, top five.
Well, that's the whole point, is we're supposed to bring guys that we got to dwindle down. It's hard for me to dwindle down because I think there's quite a good running backs. But I'll tell you four I'm not leaving off. If you want to go there, then I'm not leaving off McCaffrey. I'm not leaving off Bucky Irvin. I'm not leaving off. I don't think I can leave off Chuba Hubbard because of the fact that you play him, and it's hard for me. To leave off, the problem is you go to you play guys twice and that holds extra weight. That's the problem.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I just want to make sure we have the tally correct right now. We only agree on Christian McCaffrey at this point.
I think we
agree on Bucky Irvin.
We agree on Bucky Irvin.
Okay, and Bucky Irvin.
Yeah. But see, but the problem is
that's weighted. Do you want to throw out the fact? You want to just do away with the fact that they play him twice and just go off talent of the running back alone and not talk about the actual matchup? We can do that too. I still think Bucky Irvin is probably in my top five. I don't know if he's in my top four. James Cook, I think, has got to be in there.
I agree.
James Cook is, and so there you go. There,
but I think Bucky Irvin,
check that out.
I think Bucky Irvin is a problem. He's a real problem. And that's why I've left him on, because he's a lot like James Cook, where he's a little bit more, but he's quicker than James Cook. He's got better movement.
I would give in on Devon Achane just simply due to the fact that I don't know what they are offensive line in Miami.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we take Achane and Kamara and say they cancel each other out? They're very similar. I think that you're underrating Kamara a lot. I really do. I really think you're underrating him.
I mean, here's the problem. I'm not underrating him. I'm telling you he's a top 10 running back. You just can't have more than four. I mean, it's hard, man.
Well,
you've said that about four different players that I'm underrating. I'm like, dude, okay, so then let's just take everybody else out.
Where does Kyren Williams rank above you? I'm trying to eliminate people, but you don't want to eliminate. I just told you I would give up a guy if you gave up a guy.
I just gave him out. I said I'd give up Devon. Did I not just say I'd
you
give
did.
Up Devon
you
Achane
did.
Simply due to the fact that I don't know what his offensive line is this year?
And, Bo, to be fair, you said I'm not giving up and then listed off four people. I'm not giving up these four. Well, it's a top four list.
Well, I want him to talk me out of them.
No. Well, and look, you've got the stats all highlighted over there and all written out.
No,
I highlighted
guys that I thought I needed to be talked out of.
It sounds to me like Christian McCaffrey, Bucky Irving, even if you take away the double, I think I would have to include him in my top four, because I think that he, like I talked about with Achane, they have that ability, I feel like, to be home run hitters.
And James Cook.
And I think you have to put James Cook.
So we have one guy we have to. So is it Chuba? Is it Kyren Williams?
What about James Conner?
I don't think
you're underrating James Conner.
James Conner can't stay healthy.
What do you mean?
He was healthy last year.
Rushed for over 1,000 yards last year and the year before.
That's like James Conner has a history of not staying healthy.
Yeah, when he was with Pittsburgh like 4 or 5 years ago. He's 31, just like you were talking about Aaron Jones.
He wasn't healthy with Arizona for a year or two. Yeah, he's aging. You can't have him on there. You just said so. I'd rather have Aaron Jones than James Conner.
I'm not putting Aaron Jones on this list.
Well, I would over Conner.
What about Breece Hall?
I love Breece Hall, but
by the way, he is
Devon Achane and Alvin Kamara.
I know we got to get a break, but if we're going to say that we can't include James Conner because he's injured, and we're going to put Christian McCaffrey as our number one, then what are we doing here? I mean, that guy, he's had one healthy season the last five.
No, he's not. He had 2 years in a row or 3 years. Once he got to San Francisco, he's been healthy until last year. Now, the problem with Christian McCaffrey is we don't know if he'll play this year.
Yeah.
We don't know if he'll ever play again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, now we're down to Bucky Irving and James Cook. If we're going to start talking,
no, you have to include Christian McCaffrey.
I agree.
You have to include Christian.
Yeah. Okay. Well, some tough decisions do need to be made on this. I know you guys need to whittle this down. I know. This is amazing that you guys have not been able to dwindle this down, but you're going to have to officially hand out that title of best running back that the Falcons will face this year. 8:20. We're going to pick this conversation back up, but next. Braves bounced back last night with a 3-2 win over the Mets. We'll recap that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Chuba Hubbard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.